Blog Talk Radio.
Beginning is not just for the young. Amen, amen. And we thank God. We thank God for a new beginning. Amen. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and we do thank you for tuning in. This evening, we will be in Tennessee. Amen. We'll be hearing a word from Tennessee with Pastor Paul Robinson. But before we get there, we would like to remind you, those who are listening by Internet, if you're listening by Internet and you would like to call in and participate, we're an interactive Bible study. What does that mean? That means that you have an opportunity to be able to call in and participate. You can call in and share in on the discussion when the speaker opens up the mic. And if you'd like to do that, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. When you call in, you will be connected to this online ministry. We do thank you for calling in. We thank you for listening in. Amen. We believe that the body of Christ should operate together. And we thank you for coming in as the body of Christ to share with the rest of the body of Christ. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to have prayer. There are so many things that's going on. We like to send prayers out to Pastor Rose Dixon. She is in Atlanta. She is in Atlanta, and we'd like to send our prayers out for her, who's just lost a loved one, which I just received the news from Minister Herman from out of New York. So we do ask for prayer on her behalf. Amen. And others, we like Amen. To ask for prayer for Luke Owens Jr. Luke Owens Jr. from out of Cleveland, Ohio. Stuart Hawthorne, he is from out of Cleveland, Ohio also. We submit our prayers to him as well, to Nick and Billy Dickerson from out of Alabama. We also have Trinita Holloway from out of Maryland. We have prayers that we are submitting out for her. We also have out of North Carolina, James Hobbs from out of North Carolina, Diane Wilborn from out of Maryland, and there's a host of others. There is the Hobbs family. Let's just say the Hobbs family, the Hobbs household. We'd like to send our prayers to them. That's the Holloway and the Hobbs household. We do submit our prayers out to them. And there are so many others that I can just go on and on and on. But before we get started, we're going to go into New York. Mr. Herman, are you there?
Yes, I am. God bless you, sir.
Amen. Would you like to, being that you introduced or shared with us with Pastor Rose, would you like to start off with some prayer, and then we're going to move on over into Tennessee?
All right. As we're going to go, good evening, everyone, as we're going to go to the throne of grace. Father God, in Jesus' name, as we come boldly to your throne of grace, but yet humbly, dear God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour. We thank you, dear Father, for this new mercy that we see in this day. We give you praise and glory right now, dear Father, because you know there's a lot going on. Hallelujah. Nothing sneaks up on you. But, Lord, we can trust you, and we thank you for your mindfulness of us. We give you praise and glory right now for the bereaved family right now of Pastor Rose, my family, and not just our family and those that are close to us, but those all over this nation, all over this world, that in this time they may be feeling that loss. But, dear God, there is no loss in you. We thank you right now that you're the Father of us all, for you said the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. Dear God, we pray right now for each and every life. All those that are on the prayer list, dear God, you know all about it. You know what they stand in need of. You know the challenges that is going on in their bodies, and not just their bodies, dear Father, but in their souls. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray right now that your anointing power will destroy every yoke that's not like you, that's coming up against them right now. And, dear Father, mm-hmm. we thank you right now that you will give them the comfort, work in those intangible places where we on the outside who love them, but you on the inside who can heal and deliver and set free and have yes. compassion, dear God, that will just bless them. We thank you today for our speaker of the hour, dear God. We thank you right now that The word that you've set in his spirit, in his heart, will come forth with such power, such anointing, dear God. Hallelujah. Such revelation, dear God, that we will eat at your table and we will sup with you, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, refresh him right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, he brings forth that word. Lord, give us hearts to receive what thus saith the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. We do thank you for that prayer. And now we're going to move on over into Tennessee with our speaker. Amen. Pastor Robinson, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Amen.
I am here rocking and ready to go. I've been dealing with these a couple of messages. That's what took me so long to send you my subject, because I didn't know what God wanted me to present tonight, but he showed me what I needed to present before you all tonight. Amen. So y'all just keep a brother lifted up as we go into this. I know that Minister Hamon has already prayed, but there's a brief prayer that I always like to pray before I get started.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father God, we pray tonight, God. Word, you pray for. We thank you, God, for those who are on tonight. But God, we ask tonight, God, that you would open our eyes, God, that we can see you. Open our mouths, Father, that we may speak for you. Father God, open our hearts, Lord God, that we may receive your love. Open our hands, Father, that we may serve you. Walk with us, God, by getting our feet. As we walk along your path. Father, we ask that you will let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be true and acceptable in your sight. You are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good afternoon or good evening, each and every one who's online with us tonight. Our message tonight is one that touched me and made me look deeper into the crucifixion or the abuse that our Savior took as he went through his trials and tribulations. But anyway, Elder John, I'm hoping that tonight, as we share tonight, I hope that I don't keep you all long, but as we share tonight, I know that there is somebody out there in radio land or on the internet that needs to turn up the volume, because there's a word here tonight for somebody, and that's all I want to do tonight. I just want to help somebody. I don't know who it is or they are, but my job tonight is just to try to help somebody. Elder, let us look into our scripture tonight, coming from John. Our base scripture will come from John, the 20th chapter, beginning at the 24th verse. And I'll be reading from the New Living Translation of the scripture. And as I read, you'll find these words recorded. One of the 12 disciples, Thomas, nicknamed the Twin, was not with the others when Jesus came. They told him, "We have seen the Lord," but he replied, "I won't believe unless I see the nail wounds in his hand, put my fingers into them, and place my hand into the wound in his side." 8 days later, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and look at my hand. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer, but believe." "My Lord and my God," Thomas said. Then Jesus told him, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me. Amen. I want to take us on over to Isaiah 53 verse 5, and just to help you out also along with what we're going to talk about tonight. It says, but he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sin. He was beaten so we could be whole, and he was whipped so we could be healed. Amen. And we know what the other translation says on that. But tonight, as I said before, Elder, let me just try to help somebody understand tonight what they are going through. And I chose for a subject tonight, Show Me Your Scars. Or I could say tonight, Show Off Your Scars. Or whatever it may be, we all have been scarred. And we all have some kind of scar that we live with in this life. We have to understand that it might be a physical scar, it might be a spiritual scar, it might be a mental scar or an emotional scar. But one thing I can assure you tonight, church, is that we all have been scarred. Some of us have been scarred more than others. We also have good scars and or bad scars. But no matter what it is, it's a scar. Amen. And we all understand what a scar is. Yeah, I'm going somewhere with this tonight.
Amen.
Let me begin by telling you a story that I heard, and it touched me, and it helped me add to this message. And I heard this story. It talks about a little boy who went swimming in a lake close to his house. And little did the boy know that was an alligator living in the water in that lake. So the boy was out close to the bank, and suddenly the gator grabbed the boy by his legs and began pulling him down into the water. And the boy was screaming. He was screaming to the top of his lungs. You know how it is when you scream for your mama when you're in trouble. The little boy was screaming, "Mommy, mommy, help me. Help me, mommy, help me." And the mother heard the little boy screaming, and she ran down to the lake. You know how mamas are when them kids are in trouble. She ran down to the lake, and she grabbed the little boy by his arm, and she began pulling him against the gator. And as the gator pulled the little boy toward the lake, mama was pulling him out of the lake. And as she pulled, her fingernails was digging into his skin. And finally, she pulled him free from the gator. Later on, when the little boy was in the hospital, there were some reporters wanted to come and talk to him about his rescue, talk to him and his mom about his rescue. So one of the reporters asked him a question, and he said, "Let me see your scars." And the little boy looked at the reporter, and he says, "Which ones do you want to see? You want to see my good scars, or you want to see my bad scars?" At that time, the little boy pulled back the cover, and he showed the reporter his leg. While when the gator, he told the reporter, he said, "These are my bad scars." He said, "This is when the gator was pulling on me, tugging on me, trying to kill me, trying to have me for lunch. And these are my bad scars here on my leg." And we all know that bad scars leave bad memories. Amen. But he looked at the reporter again, and he pulled up the sleeve on his shirt and pulled back the dressing on his arm, and he said, Now, these here are my good scars. These are the scars that my mommy, when she was trying to rescue me, hallelujah, somebody, and save my life, these are the scars that she left. So you see, Mr. Reporter, I have good scars and I have bad scars. Amen. And we
all know that
in this story, the little boy was not only scarred on his arms and his legs, but in his lifetime, he was mentally and physically and probably emotionally scarred.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say tonight, I want to take my time, and I want to say this to somebody out there tonight, is you've been scarred.
Yes.
Oh, God, you have been scarred one way or the other. You may have been scarred by a boyfriend, or you may have been scarred by a girlfriend, or you may have been scarred by a husband or a wife or whomever it is. And then it may not be a scar from a person. It may be that you have, like the little boy, been attacked by some animal, or just somebody may have said something to you that left an emotional scar on you, and you just can't seem to get rid of that scar.
Amen.
But I stopped to tell somebody tonight that in John 16:33, Jesus said in the B part of that verse, he said, "Fear not, I have overcome the world." What I'm trying to say there is that don't worry about anything. Jesus got over it.
That's good.
And so should we. Amen. Listen tonight. As I was saying earlier, somebody has been scarred, but I want you to think about Isaiah 53:5. I want you to think about just for a moment, the scar that was left on our Savior. Now, I know this is not Easter, and it's too many times that we as pastors and ministers wait until one time a year to preach or teach or talk about the scars that our Savior took. The Bible says he was bruised for our iniquity.
Yes.
Bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement was upon him. And it says, by his stripes, by his scars, by the bruises and the cuts and the snags that was in the skin on the flesh of our Savior, we're healed.
Amen.
So the little scars that you're wearing, the little scars that you're wearing on your body or inside your body does not compare to the scars of our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There is somebody tonight that needs to know that Jesus overcame it, and he has given you the power and the authority to overcome the scars that has been left on you.
Amen.
He's given you that. The Bible says that he has given us the power of sound mind, but not the spirit of fear. And sometimes, Brother Clay, and those who are listening, we get scarred up by something, and we get afraid, and we don't understand why this is happening. Just like the little boy in our story tonight, he didn't understand why the thing was happening to him that was happening. Well, I stopped to tell somebody tonight, hallelujah, I stopped to tell somebody tonight that you're wearing scars to help somebody else. Amen. Your scars the scars that you wear may be somebody's deliverance. It may be the scars that you testify and witness about that set somebody else free from bondage or free from a relationship that they're tied up in. So that's why I said tonight, show me your scars and tell me about your scars. And I'll tell you about the scars of our Savior, who the Bible said that when they nailed him to the cross, he didn't say a mumbling word. Those scars that Thomas told him, said, "I won't believe it. I don't." And some of us don't believe in Christ unless we see him. Amen. Some of us don't want to. Thomas said, "I am not going to believe that Jesus was here until I can touch him, until I can put my finger in the nail prints, the scars in his hand, and that I can thrust my hand into the scar in his side or the piercing in his side. I don't believe it. I don't believe a word of it." Tonight, if somebody's out there tonight, Elder, they don't believe it. They don't believe Jesus unless they see him. But you hear what he told Thomas. He says, "You believe me because you see me." That's the only reason you believe, because you see me. See, Jesus knew that in his absence, Thomas didn't have no faith. He doubted everything about what the other disciples were saying. He doubted Christ had even rose from the dead. But Jesus says, "You see because you see me." But listen to this. Listen to this blessing that God gives us through our Savior. Listen, he says, "But blessed are those who believe without even seeing me." Hallelujah, somebody. You know what? I haven't seen Jesus face to face. I haven't seen him. But I read his word, and I can sit back and meditate and concentrate and think about what our Savior went through. I can see the cat of nine tails or the scourging of us. I can see it through my imagination. I can see him being whipped and wearing those scars for somebody like me. See, I don't deserve what Christ has done for me. I'm not worthy of what he has done for me. But God says he done it because, what was he saying? He loved me. He said, "I done it because I loved you." And somebody out there tonight is probably feeling like they are unloved. They're probably feeling like that nobody cares about them. Nobody has any good thing to say about them. Nobody want to be bothered with them. But I stopped to tell you that there's a song that we sing that says Jesus is on the main line. You can call him and tell him what you want. He's never sleeping nor slumbering. He's always listening and waiting for your call. He's always waiting for your call. Listen. Let me go here just for a moment and talk about somebody else that might. This person really, really might help. Really might help us out. Y'all know Paul, who was once Saul. Amen. Until he had that Damascus road. Yes.
How are you, Pastor?
Who is this?
I'm calling into the show.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm fine, sir. How you doing?
I'm sorry for interrupting. Carry on. I'll ask my question when you're done with your statement. Sorry about that.
Okay. But listen. Paul wrote about his scars and his suffering is 2 Corinthians.
Do you have any coke?
Chapter 11. He wrote, he says, beginning with verse 23, he says, are they servants of Christ? I know I sound like a madman, but I have served him far more. I have worked harder. I've been in prison more often, been whipped times without number, and faced death again and again. Listen what he said. He said, 5 different times the Jewish leaders gave me 39 lashes. 5 times now. 3 times I was beaten with a rod. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. Once I spent the whole night and a day adrift at sea. I have traveled on many long journeys. I have faced danger from rivers and from robbers. I have faced danger from my own people, the Jews as well, as from the Gentiles. I have faced danger in the city, in the desert, and on the sea. And I have faced danger from men who claim to be believers, watch this now, but are not. I have worked hard and long, enduring many sleepless nights. I have been hungry and thirsty, have often gone without food. I have shivered in the cold without enough clothing to keep me warm. Listen, listen. Paul suffered some terrible scars. Now, many of us, if we went through what Paul went through, we have given up a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And I know you feel like, well, I've been through the same thing. I maybe not as much, but I've been through the same thing that Paul been through. But I stopped to tell you, brothers and sisters, you've not been through this. Amen. You've got scars.
Amen.
I'm wearing the same scars. I'm going to stop opening the lines up here in a minute, but this gets me tonight, because we have problems in our lives and we have situations that take place in our lives, and we think it's the end of the world. We think it's the end of the world, but we still have to go back to our Savior and go back to that little boy at that lake and remember that you have good scars and you have bad scars.
Yes.
They all, Elder, have a meaning. Your good scars have a meaning. Your bad scars have a meaning. Your emotional scars have a meaning. Your physical scars have a meaning. Even your spiritual scars have a meaning.
Yes.
So like I said, I'm just trying to help somebody that's been through something, that's even going through something, amen, right now, tonight, that's going through and don't know why, don't understand why.
Mm-hmm.
But I stopped. It's for a reason. Your scars are for somebody else. And you got to remember this. And I'm getting ready to let everybody comment or whatever. But you got to understand this. There was somebody that took a scar for you that had an even deeper meaning than you can ever imagine.
Amen.
And, are there any comments or questions? Because I'm about done. I just wanted to somebody out there.
There's a text I received from Pastor Miles from out of New Jersey. And he wanted to let me know, he's at work at this point in time. He wanted me to let you know that he's enjoying the message and it is definitely speaking to him. He wanted to share that with you from out of New Jersey.
Thank you. Somebody called in earlier and said they called in late and wanted to say something.
That call in, everyone, we have I just want everyone to know that when we're on the internet, we have so many people that call in and try to distract the Word of God. And that was someone, and I did look it up, from out of Mineola, from Mineola, a 347 area code. So all he was going to do, I cut him off, but all he wanted to do was just make some comments that was inappropriate. We've had that before, and we have to grab that, you know, catch that early before they even, you know, they even start. So I cut him off, and he hung up.
I rebuke that devil in the name of Jesus. Because this may not be for him, and any Lord have mercy, help me when I say this. The Word of God is not for the devil.
Amen.
The Word of God is for anybody who stands against him, for somebody that wants to do such thing to block somebody else's blessing. You know, they're just a stumbling block that's in a pathway. But I stop to tell you, Jesus has made us marathon runners, and we can jump those hurdles. We can jump over those stumbling blocks and keep running for Jesus. That's what I'm about. I'm about running for Jesus. And if this message tonight, I'm sorry if it offend him. But that's what the Word do. I've learned, Elder and Minister, I've learned that it'll either drive you or draw you. So whatever, you know, whatever it takes. But you're not going to block my blessing. I don't care where you're from. I don't care where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And not only that, Pastor, he doesn't even realize that he's coming up against not only the messenger of God, but the Word of God himself. And when you do that, those are fighting words. When he came trying to come to disrupt, that's because this Word is so powerful. I enjoyed this Word with these scars. Show me your scars. Let me tell you something. We have a lot of battle scars. You know,
a lot.
Go through, and we go through because it didn't kill us, and it
That's
didn't
right.
kill us
mm-hmm.
because Jesus had our backs, has our fronts, has our sides, that we can come through it and come through with the experience and get something from the experience and help someone else. I enjoyed this. And sometimes scars, when Jesus is pulling us, sometimes we have good scars that's pulled us out of
yes,
that fire,
amen.
That's pulled us out of that car wreck, that's pulled us out. When the devil thought he had us, we got away.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
We
amen.
Got away. And
Minister Hubbard.
Now we can, I like this word, now we can show not only the bad scars, but thank God we can put our chest out and show the good scars.
And
our testimony of what Jesus has done for us.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
You're on it.
And I like when you said, I really enjoy when you said what you go through.
Yes.
You go through. That word through has a lot of meaning to it. If you don't believe it, go to Psalm 23 when David said, hey, I walk through.
Yes.
The valley of shadow of death. See, one thing about going through something, you don't stop and collect dust. You don't stop and wait on nobody else because you're going through that valley. You're going through a situation. You're going through a problem in your life. And I stopped to tell somebody tonight, don't stop. Don't stop. Keep going.
Amen.
Keep going.
Yes.
Keep on going. That's a whole secular song. Some of y'all might remember. It says, keep on trucking, baby. You got to keep on trucking.
Yeah. And what's good about that, too, is that we don't truck by ourselves. We don't, you know what? We don't even go through the valley by ourselves. Holly.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Amen.
Good word, Pastor.
You can go to Daniel. See, you're taking me everywhere now, Minister Hamon.
Well, go ahead, Pastor.
you can go to Daniel, and you can find them three Hebrew boys. And I'll tell you what my former pastor called them. He said it was Shadrach, Meshach, and a bad Negro. They went through. Amen. Amen. They went through. They wasn't by themselves. Amen. Because he said, did not we throw three men in the fiery furnace? Ain't that what he said?
That's what he said.
But he said, now, I'm paraphrasing. He said, now, I'm looking over in here, but I don't see three men. He said, I see four.
Yes.
He said, that fourth will look like the Son of Man. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
God, I'm just trying to help somebody out there tonight. I know I've said that a dozen times, and I'm going to say it a dozen more, that I'm trying to help somebody so that you're not alone.
Yes.
Not alone.
I would like to share
the mics are open. Our screen is just full, and there's a number of different from different states that are listening. So any of you that are on, if you would like to share something or tune in, please just go ahead and just talk, because all the mics are open.
Yes, I would like to share when you first opened up and you were giving your topic and you were talking, well, when you were reading the scripture and you were talking about Thomas, how Jesus appeared to Thomas and he showed Thomas his scars, and how Thomas put his fingers in his scars. And what I saw right then that got me so excited was that even though you've been through the scars, you're going to survive, you're going to live, and like you were saying, you're able to share it with other people. And to the people that did not get to touch his scars, and they still believe, blessed are them.
Yeah.
Blessed are them that believe. And when you believe and when you go through your trials, when you get your scars and you walk through those situations, those things, you grow from them.
Yeah.
Amen. That's something that nobody can take from you, because you know who brought you through that situation. You know who was speaking to you, that still voice that was speaking to you and guiding you through it. You know who done that.
Amen.
Yes.
And that's something that nobody can take away from you. Because you walk through it, you experience it, and you know that you know that God is real and that God is with you, and you've never seen him a day in your life.
Amen.
This was an awesome message tonight, talking about scars, because we might not want to be transparent and share that with other people, but that's the part that we as disciples have to do in order to minister to other people and to bring them into the body of Christ, that they may grow and that they may learn, that they may know.
God
loves us just that much. He cares that much about us.
Yeah, that much. And I really want everybody to focus, if you still remember, remember the story that I was trying to tell. Amen.
Oh, no, you told it.
I really want to focus on this kid, and I know I'm going back.
No, it's good.
He was only 10 years old, and he realized his scars. He realized what those scars meant. He realized that. And I'm telling somebody tonight that you got to realize what your scars meant. The scars that our Savior, Jesus Christ, took for us, they meant something. They meant something. You know what it meant? It meant that you are saved. You have been redeemed. You have been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Thank you,
that's
Jesus.
What it means a lot. And some of us take the word of God for granted, and we take it too lightly, and we think that God owes us something. And God don't owe us anything, but because he loved us, because his grace is so sufficient,
amen,
because his mercy is everlasting to everlasting. He did this for us. He allowed his only son to take those 39 lashes with that cat of nine tails. So, listen, I got my little nephew right here trying to help me preach.
Okay. I was wondering where that was coming from. I was trying to find out who what mic that was coming from. Okay, good. Glad you let me know.
Yeah, that's my little nephew.
Also, I liked Thomas, because the term, because he didn't believe, he really lacked faith, ye of little faith. But anyway, he doubted Jesus. But anyway, that term, doubting Thomas, that's where that originates. And him actually putting his fingers through those holes in Jesus' hands and feet, he had to know that. But anyway, that shows a lack of faith. And us being Christians, you know, we have to recognize we have scars as Jesus did, and every the trials and tribulations he went through, the things we go through, sometimes we take it for granted that maybe it's a bad thing. But anyway, we're following the track of God and the track of Jesus. You know, if we move through that dark valley, we have to look at the fact that we're sheep and we're being led by the Good Shepherd. So we're not alone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, amen.
Right. Amen. Amen to that. Amen to that.
And you know what I like about this scripture, too? About how God knows our heart. He knows what we're even thinking. Because when Thomas said to the disciples, I ain't going to believe until I can do this, that, and the other, put my finger in his side and in his hands and all that, and Jesus came and appeared and said just what he said to them. He hadn't even been there. Just what he said to them. He says, okay, here I am, and I'm paraphrasing. Here I am, Thomas. Put your finger in my hand, in my hand, and feel that hole, so to speak, and in my side. God knows just where we are, just what we're thinking, just to even rescue us, even in our thoughts.
And even in our thoughts. Amen.
Because our thoughts become it becomes creative, because it created from his mind, from his words. Here come Jesus. Let me prove myself to you, son.
Yeah, that's good. That's good, Mon. I like that. I like that. But I want you to also focus on the life of Paul. Amen. Yeah. And I know I'm gonna turn the table just a little bit, I want you to look at Paul. I want you to look at Paul and look at what he went through. And I wanted to take time to add all of this stuff up, but, you know, Paul says, five times I've done this. Three times I've done this. Three times this has happened to me. The other thing is, time and time again, Paul suffered scars for Christ.
Yes.
Now, if we turn back the hands of time just a little bit, if we go back and look at Acts, the ninth chapter, we'll remember that Paul was the worst man. He was the worst persecutor of Christians that you can find. But look the main scar that I like that Paul wore was the scar that he received on the Damascus Road. And it was a good scar. You understand what I'm saying? It was a good scar. And it helped Paul along his journey. And it helped him to do things that he thought he could never do. And I'm going somewhere with this, Elder. The scars that we have, it helps us. Our scars help us to do things and say things that we thought we would never, ever be able to say, or think that we would ever be able to do. because of those scars, we have overcome. We have overcome.
Yes.
Mary, get him, baby, so I can finish. Get him so I can finish.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. But I just wanted to, I just wanted to be able, Elder, as I said to you two or three times before, Minister Herman and whoever else is on the line, I just wanted to say tonight that I wanted to help somebody. I really do, and that's why I'm in this business of helping save lives. I'm not saving lives, but I'm helping to save lives, or helping to save relationships by talking about. See, if we don't talk about our scars, won't nobody else know, will they?
Amen. That's right.
Oh,
sometimes we feel the need to hide the scars we have, you know. And sometimes those scars are there for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So you're
exactly.
going to tell the story and the experience you went through.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives other people encouragement to, you give an opportunity to be a shepherd and to lead people on their journey to Christ, to spread that gospel. But you have actual living proof that you've been through the fire, and you've been able to survive.
Amen. Listen.
And that's by virtue of faith.
I was at the bank yesterday, and one of the young ladies at the bank was asking me a question about me being a pastor or a preacher or whatever. And I began to tell her my story. So what I'm trying to say is I pulled up my sleeve. I took off my shirt, so to speak, and I began to show her my scars, the scars from drugs, the scars from alcohol, you know, the drugs like crystal methamphetamine, drugs like cocaine, drugs like cocaine, drugs like LSD. I began to show her my scars.
Yes.
And you cannot believe the expression on her face when I told her or showed her my scars. See, these are scars were on the inside, but I have turned myself inside out for people so they can see that what Jesus done in me, he can do in you.
Amen.
You might be just an alcoholic. You might not be a drug addict / alcoholic. You might not be that. You might be just having a little bit of a problem. But Jesus can turn that thing around. I'm telling you.
Yes.
I'm telling y'all something here. That Jesus can turn it completely around. But you can't be like Thomas. You can't wait till you see him to believe him. Amen.
Yes.
Because it'll be forever too late. You got to trust him. You got to trust him. Trust him without seeing it. Let me go one more place, Elmer. One more place.
Come
this
on,
is killing me. This is killing me. Let me go one more place.
Come on.
If you would go to the gospel according to St. Luke, and I believe it's chapter 19, where the rich man and Lazarus was having their conversation.
Yeah.
And while the rich man, the Bible says, was in hell and being tormented, he spoke to Lazarus. And he said, if you will go and tell my brothers, I got five brothers, if you'll just go and tell them not to come to this place. But what did Lazarus tell him? What did Abraham tell him? He said, if you don't believe Abraham and the prophet, then how will you believe if one came? In other words, how if you don't believe it without seeing it, then you're not going to believe it if you see it. Amen. Amen.
No.
Thomas has to see it in order to believe it. But you don't have to do that, church. You don't have to see Jesus to believe him, to take him at his word. All you got to do, the Bible says, is have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed. And that mountain that's in your way, that scar that's blocking your path, you can tell that thing to move, And the Bible says it'll be cast into a sea. I'm speaking to somebody. Go ahead, Minister.
I just want to say this. You know what? I will never look at these verses in the scripture the same ever again. These scars are now my medals because we all have the battlefield. These are my medals. I'm going to wear my medals with such honor.
Amen.
Those scars that we've all been through, those scars that we even going through even now, going through, like the pastor said, and we can show, like you did with that young woman in the bank, show the battle wounds. This is prestigious. I am excited about this word. This is so good. Let me tell you something. These are my medals. These scars, emotionally, physically, whatever, these are my medals. These are good scars that God is. And I'll tell somebody, this is what God can do for you. You know why? Because he did it for me. And I'm no better than you.
No better.
No better.
You know, come on. You know what we do with our medal? An Olympic gold medal, you know what they do with it? They wear it proudly. They stick their chest out. Even a bronze medal. They're happy to wear a bronze medal. And they're just so proud of themselves. They're so happy to accomplish a feat that they was trying to reach a goal that they, so to speak, that they was trying to reach. They are happy about it.
Yes.
And that's the way to be spiritually, from a spiritual realm. We ought to be happy about our scars. Yeah, they hurt. Yes, they hurt. Yes, they bother you. But you wind it off. If you are a child of the living God, you have been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, and he is your Savior, the Lord of your life. You can wear that medal. So, thank you, Minister Elmont. You can wear that medal proudly. You can wear those scars. I'm telling you, Elder John, I wear my scars proudly. Because, see, nobody knows my story like I know it. Nobody can tell my story like I can tell it. Nobody knows what I'm through. Nobody's seen me. Nobody helped me. Nobody helped pull me out of that. I've got scars and battle wounds, but what do you get in a fight? Amen. You get knocked down. You get scarred up. But, brother, you come out reigning champion. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says the battle has been fought and the victory has been won. And I'm closing on this, and I'll stop to tell somebody the victory was won at Calvary's cross. Amen. You have the assurance that the scars were passed to the scars of our Savior. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm done.
This was great.
Amen. 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 We have about 90 seconds left before we are airing out. But oftentimes when we are communicating, everything is being recorded. And if you'd like to go back and share this message with someone, you can go into the internet and go into Blog Talk Radio. And then you would go into, after you go into Blog Talk Radio, you would type in New Beginnings Ministry. And if you go there, you can go into the archive and you can pull up this message this evening to share with someone about scars, about how the scars, and about how Jesus can save. Not only did he save us, but he can save those who you are talking to now. We don't want our friends, to be in the situation, as the pastor said, and he talked about in terms of Luke 16. And if you look into that, that's in Luke 16. That's 16, 19 through 31, where he looked up and saw Abraham, and he wanted him to tell his brother about the torment in him and what he was going through.
how he was pointed in him. We do not want our loved ones to go through the torment, because there is a Savior. There is a Savior, and all we have to do is show our scars. I just received a text from Pastor Miles, and he wanted to share with me that it was a good word this evening. It was a good word. So we do thank you, Pastor. We do thank you for this word. It was a timely word, and we pray that it did help you. Amen. We all have our battle scars. May it be external, internal, but we all have scars. And we want to show how we came through it. Amen. By the grace of God. So we do thank you for tuning in. Pastor, Pastor Robinson, would you like to close us out in prayer? Amen.
Yeah.
For those of you to tune in, we do thank you. My goodness, the lines are full. And for those of you that didn't have an opportunity to talk, if you wanted to talk, we do. I am sorry if I missed you, but we pray that you did receive a word. Amen. This is for the body of Christ. And if you're not a part of the body of Christ, you're not going to receive this. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So that we can all work according to the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Because we know that only good is going to come out of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor, would you like to close out in prayer?
Yeah. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, God, for what the word that was spoken tonight. We thank you for being the one who used us tonight, God, as a vessel to speak the word. Father, we thank you for those who are listening. And Father God, if there's someone who, as Elder said, who didn't get an opportunity, but they did hear the word, Father God, I pray that it touched somebody's heart, it touched somebody's mind, it touched somebody's spirit. And Father, it's okay if we've got scars and not afraid to show them. Father, thank you, God. Forgive us of our sins, all those of our misdoings. Thank you, God, for saving us. Thank you for dying on the cross for us. And thank you, again, for everyone who's on this line tonight. We praise you, we honor you, and we glorify you, Lord. And we love each one of you. And Pastor Rose, we are praying for you and your family. Minister Herman.
Thank you.
Elder John, don't let nothing hold you back, sir, from what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Amen, amen, amen. Good night, all.
Good night.
Podcast for the ministry, which I'm for grandma on too, which I'm going to listen when you're in. And Kim and I, Suzanne. And
face the dawn.